today. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Ding, ding, the bell. Welcome back to Ding the Bell. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell.
Ding!
To keep us on track because we go everywhere, sometimes everywhere.
Always.
This week, we are going to get serious and talk about the subject, the topic that we have chosen carefully for minutes. What is it? I forgot.
Oh, what was that? Our topic is?
Flying. Yes, flying.
Like a gravity. Something have changed with me.
Oh my God, remember that video? I never recorded it.
What? Which one?
I didn't record it when I sang that song on YouTube.
Oh yeah, that was a gravity. So funny.
So let's talk about flying. You know, I have a trip coming up.
Oh,
I have a trip coming up.
So lucky. How long are you going to be gone?
I will be gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, so lucky.
What do you mean so lucky? I work for it.
Huh?
I work hard for it.
I know, but it's so, you know, it's nice to go 3 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, with somebody special.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have fun.
Yes, but this is what I want to talk about.
Yes.
I want to talk about flying, the whole process of flying.
Okay.
What do you like about it? What do you hate about it? And what is your ideal travel situation and so forth? So let's talk about that.
Ideal situation of flying.
Yes.
No delay. Oh, wait. Check-in smooth.
Check-in smooth.
Check-in smooth. No question.
What do you mean questions? Your thing is going. Snapchat is going, so you got to go check it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what is it?
Like a check-in smooth, like, oh, sorry, I don't find your name or nothing.
Okay.
Okay? Check-in smooth, baggage going, okay.
How do you typically buy your tickets? Huh? How do you typically buy your tickets?
Online. So, I don't have problem, but somehow James always have problem. What?
Nothing.
You see
something. No, so why the search turn on? I don't know why the red turns on. Anyway, go ahead.
Something is happening here.
Why the search turn on? Oh, my search protector. Is the power overloading?
Anyway, so...
Okay, how do you
online
research?
So,
how do you buy your ticket?
So I buy a ticket online, so I'm okay. I'm safe. Pretty much like my ticket, you know, everything is great.
Where do you typically find your tickets? What are your preferred airlines to fly?
American.
Oh... Always fly American?
Always American. Army mileage too.
Army
American
mileage?
American and Southwest.
Oh, Southwest. Oh, yeah. I think I'm the same. Mm-hmm. Southwest and American are the two airlines I fly the most.
Yep.
What about international? You fly American as well?
American.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I have never flown any domestic airlines internationally.
Oh, really?
I've always flown Asian airlines.
Oh, really? Huh. I always did. I did like United, Delta, Northwest and everything.
Ah.
But, you know, I really like the American.
How much is it? Is it really cheaper?
Most expensive.
Well, why do you find... I heard that domestic airlines is not as nice as Asian airlines.
Well, of course, yeah. Like, well, Japan Airline, ANA for me, or Nippon, that the three major I want to fly,
yeah.
But they're too expensive.
But there are other airlines, like Singapore Airlines is pretty reasonable.
I have flown with Singapore, but now I'm earning mileage. That's why I'm just sticking to American. But Oneworld, I can still use for
Cathay Pacific.
Yeah, Cathay Pacific. I'm okay.
I'm flying Cathay Pacific this time. I've never flown Cathay Pacific before.
Cathay's nice. I think I've flown once, and I don't mind, but I just like American because I feel like they have more like egg room. leg room. I don't know why I said egg. Leg room.
American has more leg room.
egg room, more egg room.
American?
Yeah, American does. And then, I know. And then, actually, the aircraft is nicer too, so... Yeah, more high tech and stuff too. But, and also, American, they don't really break easily, but United, oh my gosh, always some kind of technical problem.
Hello?
Delayed.
What do you mean break?
Like technical, like heater or like
United?
United.
Yeah, I heard something about United too.
Do you know why? Because United buy used airplane from other airline, make it cheaper, but that's how it started.
I see.
I think because of 9/11, it really hurt them, scared people too.
Oh.
Like a name, you know? It's not their fault, but it just...
Well, American has an airplane.
American too, but, you know...
So that's not a good point.
It is perfect point. And I've flown United. United's people nice too. But yeah.
But, okay,
maybe
so
next time I should try something one
always,
world.
I always thought that international airlines have nicer seats and better service than American.
Yeah, American does not provide very good service.
Yeah.
So take it back. Depends on the mood of the flight attendants.
That's not really a good sign then.
If you have good flight attendants, great service. I had a very bitchy one last time.
I have not flown.
I just wanted to slap her face.
I don't know if I would ever want that. Because, okay, so listen. How much does it cost to fly
Japan?
Yeah, to Japan.
Last time it cost me, it could be $1,700.
That's expensive.
I know, but I had a mileage, so I ended up paying $900. But I used my mileage point.
Oh my God, you can fly Cathay Pacific for $1,200 from Kansas City to Penang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I need to probably look in. But are they one world, right?
Yes, it's one world.
Oh, so I can still earn the mileage.
Yeah.
Okay, next trip, I'm going to look Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Cathay Pacific.
And the new American Airlines flight's good, mm-hmm. but I heard the service is not so good. Do you have okay, so let's talk about the flying experience then.
Yes.
So what it's like when you go to the plane and... Because I've only flown Asian Airlines. You've only flown domestic American Airlines. So let's share the experience. Go ahead.
I like flying by itself.
Yeah, do you fly? So you enjoy flying?
I really enjoy... I love traveling with the flying. Travel.
We've never flown together except for Vegas, right?
Oh, that's fun.
Can you imagine if we fly to Japan together?
Oh.
Or Korea. Let's go to Korea.
Let's go Korea.
Singapore Airlines, Korea.
Ooh. Mm. It's going to be so much fun. Ding the bell takes Korea.
Always.
So, I want to film entire trip.
Oh my God, I want
to. It's going to be so fun.
We're
going to be so loud, so, but it's going to be fun.
So tell me the experience on your American Airlines flight. Long haul, so where do you typically fly out from?
Usually I used to fly Kansas City to O'Hare.
Okay, Chicago.
Chicago, and then Chicago to Narita.
Okay.
However, recently I've been flying with Dallas-Fort Worth
mm-hmm.
to Narita.
That's the hub.
Hmm?
Dallas is the American's hub.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why maybe. And I could choose O'Hare, but Dallas is easier now because I travel so many times, and then Chicago is a little confusing.
Oh, the airport. I don't fly Chicago O'Hare much at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Dallas Fort Worth many times mm-hmm. because of my international flights. Because when I used to fly Singapore Airlines, they used to partner with American Airlines, so we would fly from here to Dallas and then Dallas to like LA or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
there's a flight from Dallas to Japan.
Yeah, direct flight.
Oh,
yeah, always. Yeah, I like it, and then I also like Chicago, like O'Hare too. Either.
So when you get onto the plane, what is it like? How many rows? What kind of aircraft is it?
I think a lot of time it's a 747.
Oh, still 747?
Oh, sorry. Last time it was 777.
Yeah.
Like a newer one.
Yeah.
And then it's all touch screen now.
Oh.
However.
Yes.
Somehow my screen
was broken.
Oh, it breaks. Either broken in the beginning or breaks in the fucking middle of a flight.
Maybe you broke it.
No. And then I usually have no fucking movie 6 hours. It happened twice already.
It only took 6 hours to go to Japan?
No, 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 no. 10-hour flight. So first, oh, halfway, first half is okay. Then just stop asking, like, acting weird. I'm like, fuck, it's coming again. It's 2 times.
Oh, gosh. That's annoying. And you rely on that a lot to
exactly.
entertain.
One time, on its way to home, because like a screen broke, right?
Yeah.
Then when I and I picked the same seat,
the exact same
seat, oh, still God. Broken.
Wow!
I wanted to pull all my hair.
Can't you complain? And when they,
I did. I said, flight attendants. I said, excuse me, man. Is there any way this is broken? She's like, sorry, it's for flight. They can't fix it right away.
What, can they change seats for you?
The bitch didn't offer.
Fully booked? Was it fully booked?
It wasn't fully booked.
Oh my God, they should have offered.
Exactly. Because see, that's why whenever you get the good flight attendant.
That's why I fly Asian.
See, that's why then the douchebag right in front of me looks like he was an American, like a staff or whatever. They treated him like a king. But they treated everybody else like a shit. And one of the Japanese guy was wearing some kind of t-shirt. I don't know what the logo said, but this flight attendant said, sir, you can't wear that on this flight. Well, she can't say yes or no because it's a freedom speech, right? Probably he had some kind of nasty thing on his logo. She's like, you can't wear this on this flight. Either you cover or change the shirt. She commanded him, customer. But all she had to say, sir, I'm so sorry to say this, but...
That's customer service.
Exactly.
That's right there. That's when you fly domestic airlines, the flight attendant are so rude. Yeah. I don't care if they're real, the politeness, yeah. But at least I want people to be polite to me.
Exactly. Like, I'm so sorry, sir. I know that t-shirt, it could offend some other customers. So would you... I'm going to ask you, would you please cover that or change t-shirt? If you don't have extra, I have extra shirt that a blanket I'll give you. And then like he'll say, okay, right? But the bitch was like, excuse me, sir, you can't wear that. You need either change or to cover this.
Another, like, so my last flight, when I went to Asia last time,
yeah,
it was last September, I remember the same thing. They offer and say, oh, I'm so sorry, this is broken. I said, do you mind if we move you over to this seat?
You're like, oh, no, 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 thank you. But, right?
Not me, I was looking at other customers.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to
move.
That
was good, yeah.
But they did not offer. So then I was thinking, do I look really bitchy? Like, that's why you don't want to. Did you just say yes?
Yes.
And then because, like, I remember the really mean steward, like, flight attendants, so actually nice to the Asian girl who doesn't speak English.
Oh, maybe you look like you're going to bite her. Oh, there are two people watching. Hi, two people.
Hi.
So I like the service, right?
Next time I'm going to fly Cathay Pacific.
Then compare it and then we'll do another show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because don't ask me to try vocal, like American. Unless I fly like maybe first class or something.
Mm-hmm.
Business class or first class.
So are you flying with what airline with the business class this time?
Pacific.
Okay, the Pacific. Oh, yes. This time is okay. Oh, tell me.
I don't know anything yet. So
I like their the uniform.
The
green.
Is it green?
It's cute. Yeah.
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 So no, I will tell you all about it after I experience it. So I just don't like. I mean, it's gonna be really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't. Let me explain. At first, I don't know if I want to say it.
But you know, a business class.
Yeah.
It's already different zone.
Right. They probably already treat you better. Because
they're going to kiss your ass. They're going to lick your ass.
Oh, ew.
Oh, that way.
Ew.
Like, welcome back.
What? No, they don't lick your ass in business class. They lick your ass in first class.
Oh, yeah. But still kind of semi-lick, right?
They just like wipe it.
Yeah. Yeah. But economy like us, be like, you don't exist.
I know, that's the thing is, people who can fly business class all the time.
I cannot. I'm not rich.
I know, right? People who can fly business class all the time, I don't know if they have to fly.
Did you just fart or something?
No. What is it?
You know, if Ding the Bell becomes super, super famous, then we can fly business class together to go business in Asia.
Okay, so our listener Desmond said from Singapore, he says, took Jetstar really? Heard the flight attendant say, turn off the phone, okay? Oh my God, so rude.
Recently.
Took Jetstar recently, heard the flight attendant said, turn off the phone, okay? Very rude. But anyway, I like Asian Airlines. I've flown Japan Airlines, I've flown Cathay Pacific, I've flown EVA Air, I've flown Singapore Airlines, and all of them were great.
Malaysian Airlines,
I've flown Malaysian Airlines too.
I remember their service was phenomenal.
Oh, have you flown them?
That's so nice.
Why don't you fly them anymore?
Again, that's why, you know what though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really didn't look into who are the One World partners.
Oh, that's why Malaysian Airlines, is it One World?
I don't know. I'm going to be more open to it. I don't need to fly American.
Because I always thought if you fly US domestic airlines, like Singapore, American or United, Delta, you would pay less. But it doesn't sound like it.
It's not.
$1,700? Oh my God. Like this time I quoted, I think you can fly from Kansas City to Hong Kong. No, Kansas City, LA, LA, Hong Kong, Penang for like $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I told my mom that use American, but I had to tell her that use the Cathay Pacific with different airlines.
Yeah, because a lot of airlines stop in Japan, so it's much easier.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask
look into
her.
It might be cheaper.
You know, also though, and I hate, you know, in a way I like American Airlines, but I also hate American Airlines at the same time. If I didn't earn the any more mileage, I'd probably stop using it, right? Because there are not, I shouldn't say, not everybody, but James or his friend always have bad experience being in the military.
Oh,
they don't treat them servicemen with respect. Mm. So that's why I even experienced as a spouse. Oh, I shouldn't say this much. I'm not spouse. I'm non-related to the military at all. But I just feel bad for those people. Anyway, so I witnessed at the airport, somehow the servicemen, they missed a flight. But the way they handled was like a shit.
Remember you were so pissed off when we went to Vegas? Uh-huh. What airline was that?
Southwest.
Was it Southwest?
Vegas trip, I only used Southwest. Oh, no, wait. American.
I think it was that free flight, yeah.
American.
I always have good service from Southwest.
Southwest, yes, I do too. Maybe I need to change American airline. Maybe I need to cancel my credit card too. American, you failed.
Oh, I just put a bunch of miles on my American Airlines, my AF.
See, that's why, I don't know. Then I thought about changing United, but then I just couldn't commit it. But you know what? United's worse. It's okay. Maybe One World, I can use something else. So I'm going to keep it, but I'm going to go Cathay Pacific or something.
Asian Airlines. Like, even if it's the same, what about food?
Isn't that good? American food isn't good.
What kind of food do they serve you?
Just like, you know, to Asia flight always. Beef, teriyaki or chicken noodle, like kind of yakisoba or something. Always.
Let me show you my economy class food.
Cathay Pacific?
It's any better. Yeah. No, not Cathay. This is Singapore Airlines. I thought it's actually decent. Like, food is always good, I thought.
Oh, man. American, I'm so sorry. Is it just not... I don't know why it's so popular now, then.
Is it popular?
It is popular. Everybody flying is American. So, I'm not bashing American Airlines, but they get the better, right? And I thought somebody else bought the American Airlines.
This is not fancy, but I thought it was pretty good. This is one of the food.
Gyudon.
Yeah. It's not bad. This is from Japan.
I mean, no. I mean, American food isn't horrible, but it's not like great. But I heard Japan airline, awesome.
Yeah, I've flown Japan Airlines.
ANA, awesome.
Yeah, you should look into the others.
I always want to look for, I'm looking for a Japan airline, but ticket's a little higher. So if it's 1700 with American, Japan airline could it be 18 or 1900?
Is it?
1900, and I'm like, I don't want to pay 1900.
Try the other Asian airlines, so Singapore Airlines, Cathay Pacific. I think Singapore
So wait, from Kansas City to wherever the different port, and I had to choose. I had to use American, right? Still,
yeah.
Then international just changed to Cathay. Yes, I can still do it.
Like I don't mind like 3-4 hours flying on.
Okay.
American is fine. Like I don't mind flying locally, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just that when I fly international,
yeah,
I needed that. It's already kind of make me cranky because you're stuck in that space for so long.
Yeah.
And now you have to fly. See if anybody sent us tweets or not, in case somebody want to respond if they're watching. Like, I want to show you my American Airlines food. I mean, not American.
Hey, so now do I need to stick my phone to my computer?
This is,
huh? I don't have to stop my computer. I mean, my computer, my phone to, oh.
Dim sum.
Oh, that's nice. Do I need to hook my phone to my computer?
For what?
To, backup or anything? No, right? Because it's iCloud now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
But is it taking the camera roll taking space? No.
No. It'll only put the photos that you want to watch there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See. Oh, look at that. That's so good.
American?
That's fried noodles. No, this is Singapore Airlines.
Oh, very nice.
And then
the snack?
Yeah, this is the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then this is good too. This is cod.
Oh, whoa. For economy?
Mm-hmm.
Singapore?
Yeah.
I'm going to fly with Singapore Airlines. But wait, it has to be one world because, again, I have a lot.
Singapore Airlines. I don't. Wait, Singapore Airlines one world? No, it's not. I think they left one world. This is my seat on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not flying Singapore this time, so I can't tell you. What's going to be like. Okay, so let's talk about in an ideal world, what would you like your flying experience to be?
Like first class, business class.
I can imagine, because I've been watching a lot of videos anticipating this trip, because it costs so much to fly business class. But I thought if you do it once in a while, it will be fine. So I will share my experience because every single time I've been flying back to Malaysia for so many times, I've never flown paid to fly business class before. I was upgraded once to business class one time. And oh my gosh, the trip back is so horrible.
Because, oh, really?
Because you've experienced that, like, oh, nice down comforter and the filet mignon and foie gras food and oh my gosh. And then now I have to be like sitting on the floor waiting for my flight on the way back. So sad.
Yeah. So one time I was like upgraded by, you know, like lucky, the business class. And also I have flown with the first class. First class, like I told you, I fell asleep because the cushion was so comfortable. I fell asleep. I couldn't enjoy that. But the service, unbelievable. They come very beginning and say, Miss whatever, would you like to have some champagne? That's the very beginning. I said, sure, thank you. Then they serve with plate, like yes, ceramic plate.
Yes, yes.
And then would you like to have fish
tablecloth
or meat or whatever, everything. Oh, it was so nice. And even business class too.
Where did you fly? Did you fly to Hawaii or something?
Yeah, to Hawaii.
Well, that's a long flight too. That's nice.
So nice.
I want to.
Since then, I'm just stuck with economy.
Me too. It's okay. It's really not that bad. But if you're flying by yourself, it's not that bad. Because every time I look at the price, I thought, oh my gosh, you can actually use that money to shop and buy so many things. That's why I always never do it.
I know. That's why, like, me and James, we are like, you know, James kind of like that too. Like, if we spend, let's say, how much it's going to be?
Wait.
$6,000 for a ticket. Versus yeah. 3,000 half price, right?
Yeah, 2,000 less. Than
yeah,
2,000.
So then we can just do something more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. But you know, we thought the world might come to an end soon, so we thought we would experience it before we die.
Exactly. You never know.
Yes.
So
anyway, if I fly, I'll share my experience. So follow us on Twitter and no, Instagram. I'm sure I'll... Not Instagram. Snapchat. Ooh, give me your phone. I'll let people get the code from the phone. Show people the snap code on Ding the Bell. She's going to start doing all the Snapchatting on our account. So you want to follow us. So if you are on Snapchat, take a snapshot of this. Take a screenshot or use your Snapchat.
Yay!
And quickly scan this code and add us into your Snapchat.
Can I change our profile? Because it's so double chin. It's so...
We can do it after the show.
Yes, let's do it.
Make sure you either do a screenshot now or you bring your phone up and add us.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Oh my gosh, 26 minutes. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ding.